The economy is getting stronger, banks are lending again, and interest rates are at historic lows. Now is a great time to buy your dream home. The caring and knowledgeable professionals at Homes for You have been helping people just like you for over 20 years. They take the time to listen to what you want and will help you find just the right home in Washington or Idaho. Real estate is what we do at Homes for You, 928-5782, or visit online at homes4uspokane.com.
Welcome to Let's Talk Spokane, where veteran host Kent Adams seeks out and discusses the latest on a variety of hot topics.
Good morning, Spokane. Today on Let's Talk Spokane, Kent has been generous enough to turn his mic over to me, Megan Garrett, your guest host. Some of you may recognize me from our Startup Spokane podcast, but today I am here to talk about an exciting event coming up on Saturday, May 30th from noon to 4 in Riverfront Park that you will not want to miss. Today, I'm not here representing Startup Spokane. I am here representing something very near and dear to my heart, and that is Rotary International. I'm a Rotarian with the Downtown Spokane Rotary Club, and I am joined today by three incredible Rotarians who are going to help me tell you about this upcoming community event on Saturday and tell you a little bit more about the incredible and amazing things that Rotary does to help support the Spokane community. With me in the studio today are Mike Payson, the president of the Spokane Valley Rotary Club, PJ Waters, the president of the Downtown Spokane Rotary Club, and Susie Greenwood, the executive director of the Downtown Spokane Rotary Club. So let's start with just some brief introductions so you know who's around the table this morning. Mike, let's start with you. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, what you do, and how long you've been with Rotary?
Well, thanks, Megan. My name is Mike Payson. I am the president of the Spokane Valley Rotary Club. I'm a semi-retired guy. I've spent 44 years plus in the retail jewelry industry and actually joined Rotary in 1997. And I joined at that time because the club, or the company that I worked for, expected their managers to be in a community service organization. And so since doing that, I have become very passionate about what I do when it comes to Rotary. So that would be me.
Thanks, Mike. PJ, let's get to know you a little bit. Tell us about what you do and how long you've been a part of Rotary.
Well, I've been involved with Rotary for 16 years. I work with the Community Foundation, Inland Northwest Community Foundation, as my day job. So I have the distinct pleasure of working with philanthropists who have assets that they would like to invest for the benefit of the community. So Rotary was a natural fit for me since I'm a fundraiser and I help people put their money to good use in the community. Rotary attracted me 16 years ago because it was all about service above self. The people I work with are committed to giving back to the community. Rotary is one of the most effective and efficient vehicles for giving back to the community. So it's a natural fit, and it's really my honor to be the president of the big club downtown.
Excellent. And Susie, let's get to know you a little bit. Tell us about how you keep all of us in the downtown club running, and tell us about your Rotary experiences.
Well, I'm the executive director of Rotary Club of Spokane downtown, and started in that position about 4 years ago. And in that position, as the employee of Rotary, it just became natural for me then to become a Rotarian because I fell in love with my members as well as with Rotary and their cause. Service above self is just absolutely, you meet people whose hearts are in the right place and doing amazing things in this world and in this community. And being a part of it and working for all of you and with all of you is absolutely a pleasure and an honor every day.
And we feel the same about you. So now that we know who's in the studio, let's get really to the heart of what we want to talk about today, which is Rotary Day, that event that's coming up on Saturday, May 30th, like we said, from noon to 4 at Riverfront Park. And Susie, I'd love to start with you. Let's talk, if you could, a little bit, give us an overview about Rotary Day, maybe for our listeners. Tell us what they can expect from the event, give them the details, a heads up on the fun that they can expect for their families if they join us Saturday at the park.
Oh, we're going to have a fantastic time. First of all, the fountain is going to be going full force, which is fantastic. Bring your swimsuits, bring a towel, come play in the fountain. You're going to find 10 Rotary clubs all set up to tell their story, but also giving away fantastic free prizes, and go to every table because everybody's giving away something different. You're going to find two interact clubs. Those are the high school age kids, Megan. And they're going to be involved in having some fun. And then the Rotaract, who are the young adults. And they're going to be there. So you've got a huge group representing our cause. Along with that, you visit three of the different tables, get a stamp on your hand or on a little slip of paper we're going to give you. Turn that into our Interact kids. They're going to give you a free ticket to go ride that carousel. So free carousel rides. We're going to have live entertainment. We've got music going for the day. We've got two different groups playing the Mike Greenwood Show. He does 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, rock, country, a little bit of everything. And then the Oracle's Kitchen, original world gypsy folk. So that should be some fun. We've got discount coupons for the Fountain Cafe. Just really a great family time.
And Susie, is this just an event for Rotary, or is this an event for the whole Spokane community?
Oh, no, it's definitely an event for the whole Spokane community. Rotary might be throwing it because we want the community to get to know a little bit more about Rotary, who we are and what we do. But it's definitely something to bring everybody in. Bring your kids down. They're going to get to know, they're going to have some fun, and they're going to get to know a little bit more about what we do.
Fantastic. And Mike, I know you've been really instrumental in bringing Rotary Day to Spokane. I know that this was something that our international president wanted us to do, was to start educating our communities more about what the clubs are doing at the local level. So can you talk to us a little bit about how Rotary Day came to be and how we started planning this event in Spokane?
Well, it's been kind of a challenging road in a lot of respects. Last July, our Rotary International president asked that all the Rotary clubs in the various communities around the world, and there's 34,000 of them around the world, have something called Rotary Day to talk about what they do and how they impact their community. I think there's a common misperception out there that Rotary is a bunch of old folks who are having chicken for lunch on Thursdays, and that's definitely not the case. We do a lot of really, really wonderful things in our community. So he's asked us to do that. This spring, I was asked to head up a committee. It was kind of an ad hoc committee to put a Rotary Day together for Spokane, and it's really taken on a life of its own. One of the members from Northwest, Aurora Northwest, and I went down to see the park director, and he's the one really came up with a lot of the information, a lot of the ideas. And once that ball started rolling, it was like a snowball rolling down a hillside. We've had a lot of input from the various committee members, made up from just about every club in the area. So it's been an interesting experience, but it's coming together, and it's going to be a good time.
Excellent. And we recently had a declaration from Mayor Condon that Saturday, May 30th, is Rotary Day in Spokane. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
That's kind of a unique thing, I think. That came about as a result of one of our Spokane South members contacting the mayor and asking him if he'd consider proclaiming that day as Rotary Day. And he did that at the council meeting last week. It was Monday of last week. So that's available to be seen, by the way, if you go online and you can find it. It's pretty interesting to see that. And I think that makes the day really special. If the mayor of Spokane recognizes it as being something extraordinary by proclaiming it Rotary Day, I think it is.
And I think a lot of people might not know, but Mayor Condon is a Rotarian as well, and I think is passionate about the same things that we are, being a Rotarian himself. So, PJ, one of the things that we're celebrating with Rotary Day is the 10-year anniversary of the Rotary Fountain. But a lot of people in the Spokane community might not know that fountain splash pad right there at the entrance of Riverfront Park was built essentially by Rotarians in this community, and that we were very instrumental in helping bring that to Spokane. So can you talk a little bit about how the fountain came to be and why that's such an important part of Riverfront Park and its landscape?
I think it's a great story. The fountain was actually intended to be part of the Expo 1974 park renovation following the Great World's Fair, and the community just ran out of money. So many years later, the Parks Department turned to Rotary like they should have and said, hey, can you help us with this? There's supposed to be a children's play
spray fountain at the entrance to the park, and it's not there, and we want to finish this project. So Rotarians got together and not only raised the money from the public and from ourselves and had some public funds that were allocated for that project, but also got the people who manufacture the steel and design the fountain and had a lot of public input to put that together. I can't believe it's been 10 years. My granddaughter ran through it the first day as a toddler, and now she's in high school. But it took a while to get it done, and it has been like a living room or a gathering place for the community ever since. And it really does provide an entrance to the park. So that was a gift from Rotary to the public. And I think that really exemplifies what Rotary is about. It's service above self. Someone needed to do this. We got the job done. We haven't always talked about what we do. We'll sometimes stick a little Rotary wheel on something, like you'll see on the fountain. But people drive through towns all the time and see the Rotary wheel and have no idea what that means, who's behind it, what it symbolizes, and the difference in lives that Rotarians are making every day, day after day, year after year. Our big club downtown has been doing it for over 100 years, 104 years of helping people in need, civic involvement, helping veterans, helping people with disabilities. Just wherever the need is, Rotarians serve.
They do. And so we're about to take a quick break, but if you can find the fountain in Riverfront Park, you'll be able to find the location for our event on Saturday. And we'll be back in just a moment with some more information and some more details on the event and a little bit more information about what Rotary does for our community.
You're listening to SpokaneTalksOnline.com, Spokane and North Idaho's business and community talk station.
Here's a simple way to stay connected on the go. Join KHQ on Facebook and Twitter and be a part of the conversation. Just like KHQ Local News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter before your next stop. Experience why more people follow KHQ Local News than any other station in the Inland Northwest. Be the first to know about breaking news, weather, and all the stories creating a social media swirl. Sign up, sound off, stay connected. KHQ Local News, right now.
To report unflinchingly and in-depth news, sports, and weather. 10 additional pages of entertainment every Friday in 7. Twice a week coverage of all things outdoors. At the table, on the go, in the moment, for as little as $1 a week. The Spokesman Review keeps you connected to the community whenever and wherever you choose. Your trusted partner for stories that matter for 131 years and counting. Visit spokesman.com and subscribe to the experience.
Welcome back to Spokane. Let's Talk Spokane. I am your guest host, Megan Garrett, and I am here with a number of Rotarians, and we are talking about an exciting event coming up on Saturday, May 30th, which is Rotary Day down at Riverfront Park. It will be from noon to 4, Saturday, May 30th, down by the fountain at the entrance of Riverfront Park. And Susie Greenwood, the executive director of our Downtown Spokane Rotary Club, can you just remind our listeners and recap for us a little bit about that event, just to remind them what's going to happen on Saturday?
Oh, absolutely. Noon to 4 p.m., you're going to come down, visit some of our tables. We're going to have Rotarians setting up, telling their story, but also giving away lots of free goodies, and get some coupons to go get a free carousel ride, coupons to have discounts on some food, run through the Rotary Fountain, and have a fantastic time with your family. Now, this is a community-wide event, not just for Rotarians, so bring your kids. If you want to pack a picnic lunch, come spend the whole day with us. We're going to have live music, so there's going to be entertainment going on the entire time. It's just going to be a terrific event.
Excellent. And we have 10 Rotary clubs in the Spokane area that have all come together to put this event on. And in addition to those 10 Rotary clubs, we're joined by our two Interact clubs, which are the Rotary programs within the high schools here in town. And we're also joined by Rotaract, which is kind of like a junior Rotary. It's for up-and-coming young professionals just starting out in their careers. And one of the things I think that's so impressive about Rotary that a lot of people in the Spokane community, I think, might be surprised to find out is the amount of work, the amount of volunteer hours, the amount of dollars donated through programs that Rotary supports and through scholarships and grants and initiatives that we fund. So much happens in the community through Rotary and through the clubs and the various programs. I know that over just this year alone, thousands of volunteer hours will be donated by the program, by the clubs that are putting this program on Saturday, and over $1 million will be contributed just in the Spokane community alone to really support a number of key initiatives. And so I'm wondering if, Mike, you might be able to tell us, and PJ, hop in as well. I know as presidents of some clubs here in Spokane, you guys have some great information about some of those really key initiatives and programs that those dollars fund and those volunteer hours help support. And I would just love if you could tell our listeners a little bit about what it is that Rotary does to support the Spokane community.
Mike is looking at me, and you can't tell that, radio listeners, but I will go ahead and start, because being with the big club, we have the opportunity with a lot of Rotarians to do some great programs. One of the things that's most recently been accomplished in the last few years is that we have put on a Foster Kid Fest. So we put on a little carnival or a fair for kids who are in the foster care system with families who are pre-screened and qualified to adopt them. And I am so proud to say that we've had over 20 kids find forever families through that process. That's changing lives now and probably changing generations, because their lives won't be the same after that. We also have an amazing program called Partners for Work, which helps people who have disabilities come in and experience working with the executive director of our downtown Rotary Club, learning some job skills, interview skills, interviewing with the Rotarians in our club, and then going out and getting their first forever real professional jobs. That's been really exciting to see those people that are participating in the program just transform before our eyes. It also changes the workplaces where they are working, because they have preconceived ideas of what someone with a disability can do, and then they see them on the job performing, and the whole workplace is transformed. We've also, with all the veterans returning to our community, we have a very active veterans committee that does such things as there's a veterans garage where they hang out. Some of the retired veterans that were in previous wars will hang out with some of the new vets returning and help them just acclimate to the community and what's different, and mentor them. And that's a wonderful opportunity to help affect a lot of lives. And then the last thing I'll mention from Rotary Club 21, although we have dozens of projects going on at any one time, is our international exchange students. We do still have an international exchange program where we invite high school students to live with local families and represent their countries and learn that we really aren't what you think we are as a country if you just looked at television. In fact, there are safe, loving families and communities, and Spokane is such a great example of that. So these students that come here then go back to their countries and tell the truth about what's really happening in the United States and with Rotary internationally. We have opportunities for local students also to go and spend a year abroad with other Rotarian families. So if anyone that's listening is interested in that, there will be more information that we'll provide on Saturday. This is truly life-changing, not just for the students, but for the families that host. So, Mike, you want to fill in on what some other clubs are doing?
I will jump in and piggyback on what you've just said, PJ. Probably most of the listeners aren't aware that Rotary International provides more youth exchanges than any organization in the world. It's just one of those many things that people don't realize about Rotary. Specifically about the Rotary Club in Spokane Valley, there's a couple of commonalities, I think, that run through the list that we have of the various club projects around the area, and that's youth and seniors. That seems to be pretty common amongst all the clubs. Our club specifically, our signature program is a program called Books for Kids, and this started as a result of one of our members walking down the hall in an elementary school. And it was on a day of a book sale, and passed a mother and her two daughters, and one of the daughters asked if she could have a book, and the mom said, "We can't afford that." So we started 5 years ago in a single school out in the valley and give a free book to everybody. We are now at 6. So this past year, we gave out almost 2,600 free books to 6 different elementary schools. And then secondly, with the seniors, and scholarships on top of that, by the way, secondly, with the seniors, we've been blessed that we were left with a large endowment from one of our former members, and we're required to spend a certain percentage of that every year, and it's geared solely towards seniors in the valley. So we touch a lot of folks that way. Anybody that does Meals on Wheels, for instance, out in the valley, we have a part in that. Valley Partners, same thing. So it's a lot of things that people wouldn't think that Rotary are involved in. We are. And I think that's the whole purpose of Rotary Day is for us to be able to toot our horn a little bit. I don't know that we've done enough of that over the years.
And I think you can see when you look at, that's a great example of what the Valley Club is doing, what the Downtown Club is doing. But there's so many other clubs in our area, Deer Park, Aurora Northwest. There's a couple of other Spokane Valley clubs, the North and South clubs. And you can really see those recurrent themes of the things that Rotary supports, literacy, veterans, international exchanges, and that exchange of knowledge with the international community. PJ, I was wondering if you could tell us also a little bit. I know we do a lot as Rotarians here in the community, but maybe you could also talk just a little bit about Rotary International at a broad level and some of the things we do as local clubs to help maybe third world countries or help people on an international scale as well.
Yeah, I'm happy to do that. Who would have imagined that a Rotary organization internationally could eradicate polio? I mean, this was something that was a threat to the world, and Rotary took this on as a challenge. And within the year or so, we are expecting that that polio will be eradicated worldwide. There are just a couple countries left to go. India is now, the whole continent is polio-free, and we're just watching the numbers to make sure there are no other outbreaks. It's really just the war-torn countries that we're not able to get into safely that are yet to be treated effectively so that we've taken care of that plague, if you will. Internationally, Rotary has some global grants that clubs in other countries as well as the United States can work collaboratively on. A lot of them focus on getting clean water and sanitation to emerging nations that we take it for granted that we've got bottles of water sitting right in front of us, fresh water out of the tap. And many countries, that they'll spend 4 hours, the women primarily will spend 4 hours every day gathering water for their families' daily needs. So Rotary really has a lot to do with those projects, as well as education, maternal health, disease prevention, and world peace and conflict resolution. That's something that Rotary has stepped up on and has a peace program. Because if there are ways that we can communicate and better build better relationships and friendships across the world, maybe we can eradicate war. So that's another thing that Rotary does internationally with local involvement.
I know as a newer Rotarian, and maybe to people listening who aren't as familiar, I just am constantly surprised every time I have an interaction with Rotary at its reach and at its impressiveness at the things that it does and how coordinated it is and how well executed the programs and the initiatives are to really improve the lives of people in our community and further afield. And so maybe for those people listening, Mike, who think, you know, I want to come to that event on Saturday or I want to learn more, what's a great next step for someone who might be thinking, maybe Rotary's for me? Maybe I'd like to learn a little bit more about Rotary.
Well, they can go on the Rotary International website, obviously, and find out a lot of information. The real key to this day, the Rotary Day, is to interact with the people at the booths, the club members. And believe me, we'll have handouts, we'll have applications, I'm sure, for most of the clubs, but it's really for the public to learn about what Rotary is and what we do. But probably the simplest way would be for them to go online and look up the Rotary International website.
So, Mike, when you say applications, do you mean applications for funding, or are you talking
about
there's an app for that?
No, there are no apps. Inside joke. No, there'll be applications for membership, I'm sure, that the clubs will bring along with them as well. So,
excellent. And so, Susie, let's just one more time. So for anyone who might be joining us a little later, catching the end of this Broad Slash podcast, let's just recap the event, give people one more time to get a chance to hear all the logistics and all of the details for those people who might be wanting to join us on Saturday.
Okay, Saturday, noon to 4, Riverfront Park by the fountain, 10 Rotary clubs, 2 Interact clubs, 1 Rotaract club. We're all going to be there putting on a great party for you. Come down, free giveaways, live music, free rides on the carousel, discount coupons. It's a family affair. Come on down, join us. It's for the community, and learn a little bit about what Rotary is, who Rotary is, what we do. It's just going to be a lot of fun.
Excellent. Well, I think that's all we have. We are looking forward to seeing you on Saturday, May 30th, down at Riverfront Park by the fountain, and we hope that you will join us, bring your families of all ages. You know, we work with kids, you know, we work with seniors and everyone in between. So we'd love to see you all down at Riverfront Park by the fountain, where we hope to be able to share our hearts and our passion with you and teach you a little bit more, Spokane community, about Rotary and what we do and why we're so passionate about Rotary International and about the work we do in our community to serve you and to serve the international community. I think that's all we've got for Spokane Talks. Thanks, Ken, for giving me your mic today and letting me guest host, and he'll be back next time.
Let's Talk Spokane is produced in Spokane, Washington by SpokaneTalksOnline.com, which is solely responsible for its content. Ask us a question, recommend a guest, and hear this program again online anytime at SpokaneTalksOnline.com. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Kent Adams, co-host of Business Talks. I'd like to introduce you to a couple of friends, Lisa and Alan Gwaltney of Window World. I've known Lisa and Alan for a number of years and know them to be honest and caring folks. They take pride in their windows, sliding doors, and blinds. So when it comes to your home, call them direct at 509-456-5880. That's Window World of Spokane and Coeur d'Alene. And if you tell them Kent sent me, they'll give you 5% off a 5-window installation. Call them today at 456-5880.